I just really, shed no. some words of wisdom.
Shed away.
On how to make your process that goes faster.
Okay, yep, let's talk a little bit about performance. Good evening, people. Edward Jones is your friendly digital doctor here to solve your problem. Okay, let's get to it. Performance. Now, I just want to talk a little bit about performance. People are talking about EDO RAM. People are talking about cache. They're talking about synchronous cache. They're talking about asynchronous cache. They're talking about fast CPUs. They're talking about all kinds of things. What sort of benefit do you get from some of these clever little tricks that you can do to your computer? Now, being a genuine Intel distributor, of course, gives you a privilege that you get some information from Intel from time to time about these sort of things, which make Intel look good and make all of us look good. And one of the test reports that's come across my desk is actually some tests done by Intel using MPEG playback systems and the kind of frame rates that you can get and the effects on things like EDO RAM and ordinary RAM on the number of frames per second. So here we go, and some of this stuff is from Intel, so courtesy of Intel, thank you Intel. now, the equipment that we're talking about here, just to keep all other variables constant, we're looking at 100 megahertz Pentium machine, 8 megabytes of RAM, and a S3 video card basically, so pretty reasonable sort of machine. Now, they actually recommend that to get any kind of reasonable performance out of your MPEG player, you need about a 90 to 100 megahertz Pentium machine, and at 75 megahertz, they claim that you can get about 21 frames per second out of the thing. At 90 megahertz, you can get about 27 frames per second out of it, and at 100 megahertz, it starts to really taper off. You can get about 29% out of a total of, I think it's 29.97, I think the theoretical maximum or thereabouts. The 133 megahertz Pentium machine, again, about 29 frames per second, that's really tapered off. So they reckon 90 to 100 megahertz is probably a pretty reasonable sort of a machine if you want to do serious MPEG work. Of course, in Australia, you only need 50 frames per second because we're PAL, but never mind. So maybe you actually need a bit less performance in Australia down under. Okay, now the effects of caching on some of these machines and on the MPEG performance. Now, a lot of people talk about what is the effect of EDO and what is the effect of cache on your machine. Now, typically, EDO actually does provide you some benefits of cache. Now, what we're talking about here, for example, a machine with no cache and normal RAM or fast page mode RAM, they claim to get a performance of about 22.9 frames per second. With asynchronous, that's the normal cache and normal RAM, about 26.3 frames per second. So that's a good 15% improvement just by using even ordinary, run-of-the-mill, well-established asynchronous cache over no cache with ordinary RAM. Now, with no cache and EDO, or extended data out memory, you're also looking at getting about 26.2 frames per second, which is about the same effect as having cache. So you would say, well, EDO is great stuff. Who needs cache? We just get EDO, and the performance is pretty similar. Now, what it really means is that fast page mode RAM actually benefits from cache, and EDO does have some, of course, some of the characteristics, of course, of cache, but there's also different types of cache. Now, people are wondering about what's the difference between synchronous cache and asynchronous cache. Is there a benefit? Is it worth spending the money? With normal fast page mode RAM, Intel suggests you can get a performance increase from about 26 frames per second to about 29 frames per second, which is about roughly 11%, just by using synchronous cache, which is the same as pipeline burst cache. So if you're out there in the shops and they tell you, oh, ours isn't just synchronous cache, ours is synchronous pipeline burst cache, they're talking about the same thing with a different name tag. So I don't know if that dispels some kind of confusion out there next time you're in your computer shop and they're trying to give you a hard time.
Well, it's doing something because people are ringing in now.
Oh, maybe we're causing
maybe we should take some talk back.
Okay.
Well, maybe we don't. We won't.
Okay, and a word about EDO, basically, is that EDO, extended data out, the trick about EDO is that the read cycles overlap. So while data is becoming valid, the next read is already being prepared to extract the data from the memory. Now, that can provide some big improvements for sequential memory reads. So if you're doing a whole burst of reads, you will find that the reads will overlap each other and it'll look really great, you know, the reads will look really hot. But unfortunately, it's got no effect on memory writes, so it really depends on your ratio of reads to writes as to whether that will whether EDO RAM will actually have any great benefit.
No, I see,
right. You still with me there?
Vaguely.
Yes.
Now, here is the crunch about EDO RAM. Let's cut to the chase.
Is it only supported in some motherboards? Is that the crunch?
No, not really. Actually, I think the crunch is, and I suppose this is where it gets a little bit controversial, when you go from asynchronous to synchronous cache, you can expect about, in reality, a 5 to 10% speed improvement. But if you have already got synchronous cache, the effect of EDO RAM is, unfortunately, minimal. So if all you good people out there have got your synchronous cache and you're thinking about speeding it up a little bit more with EDO...
Forget it.
I don't think you're going to get it. In fact, tests have shown that the difference
Does
between...
Does people really get that fickle?
I don't know. I mean,
would they throw away their RAM to put in EDO RAM?
Yeah, or they go out to the shops, I think, and they say, oh, you know, I want the EDO RAM and I want the fast burst mode cache, floating point, and all
they
that kind of
stuff. They read too
many
of those magazines.
I think they do, and I think for the extra 10% that you're probably paying for
maybe
EDO,
maybe they're not learning how to use it properly.
Yeah, and maybe looking for that synchronous burst mode cache instead of buying the EDO RAM. You see,
this burst cache sounds good.
It is. Yep, it's the latest and greatest thing. So the practical concerns is that if you have good cache and it is enabled and it is working, and you might want to check your BIOS whether it's even enabled, then the EDO is of little or no noticeable benefit.
Does Windows 95 check it for you? So it's plug and play.
I wouldn't think that Windows 95 has got any way of checking cache. In fact, cache is meant to look transparent. So you even find that your normal diagnostics will actually not detect whether your cache is faulty.
Sneaky stuff.
We had a phone call, by the way, briefly before from Martin, who wanted to know the brand of the camera that David Ewing was talking about.
Mm.
Oh, God.
Sorry, mate, to plug you off there.
Tell him to go to CNET.
The Dynamics, don't you mean?
WWCNET.
The brand of the camera, mate. What was it?
The camera is the PowerShot 600. It's made by Canon Computer Systems, Inc.
And can you go on the net and find out what
it is? Yes, you can go to www.cnet.com.
Oh, Rita was
check
right.
Check out in their hardware review.
I couldn't believe I was right!
Go, Rita. Sorry, Eddie.
Go, Rabid.
And have we got a bit of time for a hint of the week?
Hint of the week?
We've got a minute, 40 seconds.
A minute, and that's all we're going to use.
Don't pull too hard.
For those people who've gone through the wonderful exercise of loading down humongous demo game things off the net and then going to unzip them. And
I got Jack Rabbit playing. Your link.
Oh, that's good. Okay, just keep one thing in mind. If you do uncompress your downloaded demo under PK Unzip, you may find that the darn thing doesn't always work. And the problem you might actually be experiencing is that if you just run the PK Unzip program and the actual game that you've downloaded actually has some subdirectories associated with it, unless you specify,
in the right spot.
Yeah, and if you don't specify the magic parameter...
Which is? What's the magic parameter?
Oh, have we run out of time?
Magic parameter!
Oh, I'm sorry.
You'll have to run PK Unzip minus DD for directories to actually make
minus
sure that the stuff...
Minus D!
Yeah,
or use WinZip, which I think does it automatically.
WinZip is cool. Not everything is WinZippable.
But just keep that in mind. And that's it from me.
That's a good tip.
We've had fun.
What a day.
That's an awesome tip.
Thanks for having us at your place tonight. We hope you enjoyed it. And we'll be back next week to do it again.
All right, children, you may go.
Ciao for now.
Cyber on.
Good evening.
Bye.